We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1.
Hey, as we do get it going here, happy MLK Day to all out there. You're working or if you're out, happy MLK Day. A great man, a great day to celebrate him. And with that, the Big 3, Clint, we first got to start with the Texans and their coaching situation. They've interviewed three that we'll get to, but the most recent news to come out in about the last half hour, the Texans requested permission to interview Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon for their head coaching job, per source. Gannon now has also been requested for two other spots of the Denver Broncos and Minnesota Vikings. And these are updated. He was 14th in total yards given up, but in total defense, they were 10th. And in passing, 11th, and rushing, 9th. So right around the top 10 in all of those categories there, Clint. Your thoughts on Jonathan Gannon, defensive coordinator, his first year out in Philadelphia, getting an interview here?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's obviously a hot name. I mean, I think you got to look at it like if Minnesota is an organization that's got the most experience with him, that knows him well enough, and they're going to entertain him as a head coach. If you're an organization out there that's got a vacancy, I don't know why you wouldn't at least flip that stone unless you're zeroed in on your guy and you're ready to get the deal done. If it's still an open, you know, a turnstile essentially, and these guys are just rotating, pushing as many interviews as they can through, I don't know why you wouldn't go after guys and interview guys that other organizations are considering. Go after guys that you know, that may or may not have all the boxes on their resume checked. I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about D'Amico Ryans. There's a lot of talk about Gerard Mayo. There's a lot of talk. Now you see a guy like Gannon. I mean, these are 1 year or fewer, you know, 1 year as a coordinator or no experience as a coordinator types of candidates. And so if you're going to go that route, you might as well flip every stone and see what they're all about.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at this, and now we've seen they've interviewed Flores. They've interviewed Lombardi over the weekend. They interviewed Hines Ward as well, Clinton. We've heard the names of Mayo linked to them as well. Josh McDaniels a bit too. I'm ready to make this prediction. I don't know who's going to be hired as the coach, but it does get a feel that they are going to potentially bring in a defensive-minded coach, because then I think it gives them a real good ability to have a good amount of influence on the offensive side of the ball. And I think that's a big piece of the Patriot kind of way is, all right, we want this type of offense to be installed here, and I know you've said that you think it will be the same offense. I think if they bring in a defensive-minded coach, I think it gives them a lot more ability. I'm talking Nick Caserio specifically and Jack, a lot more ability to be able to impact the other side of the ball. So I don't know who it's going to be, but I feel pretty good that I think it'll be a defensive-minded coach, Clint.
Yeah,
look, and I know you don't love that, and I don't either. But
yeah, I hope if they do, it's not for that reason. You know, I hope if they do, it's not for the reason of them wanting to keep their hands in the mix offensively or really at all, to be completely honest with you. So I hope you did wrong, but there's definitely there's definitely plenty of reason to believe that might be in the cards.
Yeah. Your thoughts of They interviewed Flores. What about Joe Lombardi? We know a little bit about Brian Flores, the former coach of the Dolphins, been talked about a lot. But Joe Lombardi, not many people know a lot about the current offensive coordinator for the Chargers.
I'm a fan. I like his work. I think from a resume perspective, I think he'll be a good head coach candidate around the league right now. I mean, he was on two different occasions, two different stints, the New Orleans Saints under Sean Payton, spent roughly 10 years in that organization on the offensive side of the football, obviously won a Super Bowl there, was around Drew Brees and Sean Payton extensively. And most importantly, we've seen him since go to the Chargers and implement an offense where I think the most telling part of it is the way they use Austin Eckler and is very similar to the way that Alvin Kamara is used in Sean Payton's offense. And all that tells me is that Joe Lombardi learned from his time in Sean Payton with Sean Payton to the point where he can not only retain it, but then go apply it somewhere else at a high level. And so, look, I like the resume of Joe Lombardi. I like the film of Joe Lombardi. I don't know anything about him as a man, as a leader of men, but the resume damn sure is impressive.
Yeah, and quickly, Hines Ward, he was interviewed right now. Hines Ward is the current receiver coach for Florida Atlantic. Not on a lot of people's radar as a head coach in the NFL, but he gets an interview with the Texans.
Yeah, I think Hines Ward is this year's Josh McCown. I mean, I think it's an interview because you can. It's an interview to gather information on somebody that you may want to add to your staff or to your organization in some capacity, you know, down the road here. So I look at the Hines Ward as that kind of interview. Surely they're not seriously out there interviewing guys that were once really, really, really good players, Hall of Fame type of players, but are coaching receivers at the college level. Surely as a head coach, surely that's not what they're resorting to.
It's not even the Power Five.
I don't know that that's not a tad bit worse than a guy that was actually your third string quarterback at the time. Either way it goes, I think they're in the same category.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, these figures are coming out about the Texans' cap situation, and this is their largest salary cap figures going into next year. Deshaun Watson at a $40.4 million clip, Laremy Tunsil over $26 million, Cooks over $16 million, Zach Cunningham still on the books at nearly $13 million, Eric Murray and Whitney Mercilus at $7 million apiece, Shaq Lawson at $5.2 million, Marcus Cannon at $5.2 million, Bradley Roby at nearly $5 million, Fairbairn at $4.3 million, and Randall Cobb at $3.5 million. That is the salary cap figures going in to next year, and that was one of the big things of what Caserio had on his plate, and it looks like he's still going to be working through that in some form or fashion with those numbers still there, Clint.
Yeah, there's a couple of things here. I think number one for me, when I saw those numbers immediately, I tweeted immediately, how in the hell is Bill O'Brien interviewing for a head coach job with the Jaguars, and how in the hell is Jack Easterby still a critical part of rebuilding?
They said, Bill,
Houston,
no personnel.
Texans.
No, it don't matter.
It don't matter. I mean, I need a period of 3, 4, 5 years to forgive – the individuals that are responsible for these contracts or responsible for pissing these players off or cutting these players. Or so whether you put the contract in place or you helped create a situation where the quarterback doesn't want to play, or you push players out the door, even if it was for the right reasons, they're now playing somewhere else and you're paying them. Either way it goes, the individuals that are responsible for that, I don't know how any organization in their right mind can justify keeping them as integral parts of what they're doing, whether from a roster building perspective or a football perspective. That's a tough one to explain.
Yeah, those numbers are interestingly high. We'll see how Caserio works through.
The other part of that, though, show is I do believe, I mean, 70% of all those, if you add all those numbers up, 70% of it's Deshaun Watson and Laremy Tunsil. I do think there's a chance that the Texans can move on from some or all of those two contracts by the time they take the field again in 2022. So it's an ugly list. It's a painful spot to be in, but the heaviest contracts on that list, I think there's a chance that they may be able to get out from underneath some, if not all of it.
And also, to remember, the cap will go up as well, which will help them with these figures as well. But, man, when you see them on paper and you see so many of the guys that you don't even think are going to be here next year, that is tough.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, the Cowboys had a ridiculous game yesterday, and it was capped off by a ridiculous ending where Dak Prescott did a quarterback draw and did not have enough time to run a final play for them to have a chance, to give themselves just a chance to win the game. Stephen Jones, the COO and Director of Player Personnel for the Cowboys, spoke to the media today about his thoughts about McCarthy potentially returning.
I don't know what you can say, what you want to say, but are you of the belief or are you confident that Mike McCarthy will continue to lead this team next season?
Absolutely, very confident.
Okay, he said very confident, the son of Jerry Jones. Clint, do you think yesterday's game was so bad for the Cowboys that somebody should at least be moving on, should be losing their job over this?
I think somebody's job status should be in question, absolutely. I think Mike McCarthy should be, and not just for the way that game ended, but the entirety of how disappointing it is for this group of talented players to lose in the first round the way that they lost. It wasn't just that particular play. There were five or six situations during that game that are just unacceptable. Every one of those situations they're indicative of a lack of preparation, a lack of attention to detail, and those are all things that you when you've got a figurehead head coach, he's got to checks and balances. He's got to make sure his offensive coordinator is covering every circumstance, every situation, has an answer for everything, and working tirelessly to do so. This is a football team that I think if anybody's being honest themselves, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, that we all saw this coming. I mean, there was a really good chance they were going to get beat by a football team that was not as talented on paper as them, but was more buttoned up than they are. And that's what ended up happening. So
just barely more buttoned up, because Jimmy Garoppolo tried like hell.
Jimmy G tried.
That thing.
Jimmy G tried. There's no question about it. So whether you look at the way the game ended, you look at the punt punt team on the field and the offense rushing on, the delay of game, you know, that is inexcusable. I mean, the number of penalties throughout the game, the most penalized team throughout the season. I mean, the abandoning the run game with 6 minutes left in the third quarter, down 16 when you're the Cowboys at home. I mean, just the whole thing, if you're Jerry Jones, you look at that and go, we got to be better. And it starts at the top.
Yeah. It isn't on my schedule.
I think Kellen Moore's got to be in that conversation too. Dak Prescott is the third highest paid player in the game, and when they play against good teams, you don't see the best out of Dak. And you got to look at who is running the show with that offense as a potential conversation as well. All right, the talk when Nick Caserio spoke on Friday was mostly about the Texans coaching situation, understandably, but he did try to give Texans fans a tease about something very important. We'll discuss what that is coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, Clint. Most of the conversation surrounding Nick Caserio, by the way, he will be joining Payne and Pendergast tomorrow morning right here on Sports Radio 610 at 7:30 a.m., so make sure you're locked and loaded to hear from the general manager. This will be the first time we've heard from him outside of that press conference since the firing of David Culley, and now these interviews that he has made. Maybe he'll let us know some other guys. Hell, maybe he'll just tell us right here tomorrow at 7:30 who the next coach will be. So I would advise you to make sure you stay tuned. Boy, that'd be a hell of a day tomorrow. If
you well, Sean, you done stepped off in it.
Yeah, maybe get your mom on there. Maybe she can talk him into doing it.
Like we talked about last week, I don't think old Jack and Nick, I don't think they want to hear from old.
That's the first thing I thought hog. When Nick said he's immune to pressure. I'd like to see if he's able to handle that pressure from Linda.
I'll come over there and whoop that ass.
see if he's immune to that. I don't know if there's enough coconut water out there for Nick to be ready.
You won't make me Linda. Come into the city.
But he spoke mostly about the issue with the coaching situation. But there was a small little tease, it felt like, and maybe they'll get into that tomorrow with him. Right here at 7:30 on Payne and Pendergast. But there was a tease about the draft that he laid out there. This was him on Friday in his press conference.
No, we have a lot of work to do. Again, I think when you move forward, again, rearview mirror, here's what's happened. Moving forward, our situation right now is a lot better than it was, I would say, when we sat here last year from a asset allocation, from a salary cap structure, from resources or players in the building to externally opportunities that might be available for us in free agency to, you know, right now we have the third overall pick or whatever that is, you know, whether or not we stay at three, that's a whole separate discussion, but we'll talk about the draft a little bit later. Again, there's a lot of work to do in front of us and we're not afraid to roll up our sleeves, but I think there's some things going on underneath the surface that we've made some advances. We're committed to making whatever changes are necessary and to trying to put together the best team possible for the 2022 season, whatever the construct looks like.
What was that, Clint? Hey, we got the number three pick in the draft, you know, as long as we stay there. You never know. What was that about? That felt like a little tease. Like he's been sitting there with our boss about, hey, let's get him. Let's tease him for the next press conference.
Well, I think he definitely knows what the hot button topics are, and he knows the draft is next up after they figure out what they're going to do at the head coach position here. So I don't doubt it for one second that Nick Caserio didn't know exactly what he was doing right there. And look, I don't know. I think it'd be a little bit of a buzzkill if they trade down out of that third spot after Texans fans dealing with no first, no second round picks for a couple of years here, and obviously the lack of talent on this roster, top end talent, if you will. I think it's going to be a little bit of a buzzkill if they do indeed trade down from that third spot, but ultimately all that matters is that he gets great value for it either way. So
that's what I was going to say.
We'll see.
You said be a buzzkill, but buzzkill to the fans doesn't necessarily mean a bad move, right? Like, like if they were to trade down, it would have to make sense because I guess it's a good thing when you're the Texans dealing from a place of you need everything, right? Like, you need everything, and to trade down to get more picks so you can get more of everything is something that is helpful for you because the other thought is, well, damn, man, there's a third pick. What if it's Evan Neal sitting there? You could use an offensive lineman. What if it's one of those pass rushers? You could use a pass rusher. But this team can use everything, and it's not going to be one player, unless it's a quarterback, that is going to completely change the element of this team to where that could make sense. So it could be a buzzkill to fans who are looking to get that top pick. But if they were to come down still into the late top 10 or 11 or 12 and add – more picks, another first, later in the second round, that's actually probably what this team needs more.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what they do with it, right, ultimately, whether it's true. The 3 overall or it's the 11th overall and another 2, whatever it may be. I don't know what that package looks like, but there's as long as he gets good value for it and then gets a really, really good pick is all ultimately – that matters, and quite frankly, at this point in time, we have no reason to believe that Nick Caserio won't do well in this year's draft because last year, I would say he was 5 for 5, batted 1,000 in last year's draft for what it's worth. You know, I do think it's interesting at the top this year is that I'll be damned that the Texans' luck, right, is there's no clear-cut, quarterback that, you know, some organization might get desperate over and pay a little bit too much for, say, the third pick if that particular quarterback were to drop from 1-2 to 3. There's nobody out there. Now, that guy may emerge.
I was
going to
say, that's got to be the hope.
Yeah.
Something happens.
So right now, that number 3 overall pick isn't as valuable as say, the number 3 overall last year or the number 3 overall when it's a quarterback-heavy draft. It's not as valuable as it has been in the past. So.
Yeah, last year's number 3 pick came with 3 first round picks when the Niners traded up with the Dolphins to go get Trey Lance.
Yeah, yeah. So I like some players in this draft. The one you mentioned, I hope the Texans don't go that route. I hope they don't go offensive line.
Oh, you're not a big fan of getting Evan Neal.
No, I think Evan Neal. I wouldn't be mad at it, but. I think Titus Howard is a guy that you at this point in time you got to feel good about being your left tackle, and if you can't shake Laramie Tunsil's contract, then you've got him and Titus Howard at tackles. Using that draft pick on a tackle for me right now the way you're set up, I think you could use it more effectively. Whether it's one of the defensive ends, if they were to fall, or it's the Kyle Hamilton kid out of Notre Dame, who's last I heard again this weekend, folks talking about him being not just a safety, but being, I don't know, I think I used the term unicorn, where it's just like, this dude's just special. He's just a special football player that changes locker rooms and changes defensive coordinators' ability to scheme things up. And so something like that over a tackle for me at this point.
Yeah, people out here, somebody texted and said, I'll take Evan Neal. Give me the tackle. Give me the tackle or the guard from North Carolina State. We'll see.
Interior O-line, I can see that. And I'm good with it.
At 3?
Wherever. I don't care if it's 3, 8, 12. I mean, if you get an interior offensive lineman that are that caliber.
You like that even over tackle.
Look, there's an argument right now that with a good offensive play caller, a good schemer, that it's more important to have just like elite guard play and center play inside than it is necessarily to have elite tackle play. I mean, obviously, it'll never change. Your tackles are on an island against some of the best pass rushers. But when you talk about a defense's ability to impact a quarterback immediately, is you put a guy like 99 you're going to see tonight with the Rams, and you let him – get that center and that guard on skates all night long and get pushed back into the quarterback's face. It's impossible. Yeah. There's nowhere for the quarterback to hide. And now you can take if a defense can get pushed at the guard position or at the center position inside, then you can take an average defensive end and he's going to get home because the quarterback has nowhere to push up to. Yeah. So I think it's getting I'm not saying it's equal, but it's a conversation that interior offensive line play. If you're talking about a surefire starter that is a game changer inside, I don't have a problem taking him anywhere in the top 10.
Mm, yeah. Well, the interesting part is Nick Caserio. It seems like he's ready to do anything up there. He's ready to make moves anywhere up there to try to help improve this team the way he sees fit. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron the show, Tyler Milner on a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light. And there has just been news that's going across that I'm telling you, Houston, you can't help but to be interested and want to know about this. We'll tell you what that is next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, Clint, this news just dropping as there is one more playoff game left over this Super Wild Card weekend, and Cardinals five-time Pro Bowl defensive end J.J. Watt, who tore his labrum and underwent shoulder surgery earlier this season, was officially activated off the injured reserve and will play in tonight's wild card game versus the L.A. Rams. Once again, you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610 starting at 6:30 p.m. is when the Rams and Cardinals coverage starts, so you can listen to that game right here. But Clint, J.J. Watt, he did this a couple years ago with the Texans. It returned and had a big moment against Buffalo in the playoff game. He returns after being out and thought to be out all of the year. Do you think this is a big lift and can change the outcome of tonight's game?
Definitely.
J.J.'s still that type guy that can.
Well, I mean, look, he's still that type guy because he's not the guy, right? I mean, they've got other pieces on that defense, particularly up front, that are better than J.J. I mean, ultimately, when it comes to rushing the passer at this point in time in their career. And so, I mean, he's the counterpunch to Chandler Jones. I mean, he's the counterpunch to Chandler Jones. And if they do give him more attention and J.J.'s able to get home, then all of a sudden Chandler Jones is getting one-on-one with more opportunity to get home. And so whether we're talking about J.J. the player or J.J. the impact that he has on the rest of that defensive front and the ability to rush the passer and stop the run, I definitely think this is a game changer that can impact the outcome of the game. Now, is it one of those where all of a sudden the line swings or all of a sudden where the Rams, need to worry about game plan? No, not at all. But J.J. Watt is a player that could impact the outcome of this game in a big way.
No Hopkins tonight for the Cardinals.
That's the big one.
He could play if they moved on. But he hurts them in a major way, especially since the Rams are going to be trotting Eric Weddle out there, who has not played in 2 years. Eric Weddle has not played football in 2 years, retired. They brought him back because both their safeties are out. They're still going to have some problems there because they got some weapons in Green and White and Christian Kirk. But Hopkins being out there would have been real, real trouble for the Rams. That's huge for them being out, even though they got Ramsey out there, but that's huge for him being out in this game.
Absolutely it is. I mean, even with Jalen Ramsey, I mean, we watched Hopkins here in Houston eat Ramsey's lunch a couple of times. And so, you know, even with Hopkins in the game for the Cardinals, you know, you always talk about defensive backs and corners. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey's the best in the game right now. He gives the defensive coordinator the ability to very confidently play man-to-man and add an extra defender to the box or add an extra defender to the pass rush and really allows a defense coordinator to do some pretty creative things. Well, when you got Hopkins out there and you decide you're going to do those creative things, you just might get bit. Without Hopkins out there, I don't see why or how the Arizona Cardinals are going to bite the Rams, if they do decide to go man and add a player, add a defender to the box and stop the run, or add a defender to the pass rush and really take a risk and put Jalen Ramsey on an island. I don't know that they have the individual that's going to beat Jalen Ramsey consistently and scare them out of any kind of man or even cover zero coverage. Not that they need to, because they're really good in the box. They can play coverage behind it. The Rams can. But it's just a major blow to not have DeAndre Hopkins. This is why you pay DeAndre Hopkins, is these games, one-on-one matchups, games on the line. You go out there and you match up with the best corner in the game and go get 100 yards and one touchdown or two touchdowns and convert some critical third downs. You earn your money. Him being hurt is a major issue for Arizona.
This is why you trade a second-round pick in David Johnson and David Johnson to get
stop it.
Him in this game.
You're just trying to get Larry worked up.
I'm just saying, this is the reason why.
Speaking
of Larry, fellas, like, Houston fans are adopting the Cardinals, right? Right? Like, Houston fans are, like, you're pulling.
Hell no.
You're not?
No.
You're not pulling for the Cardinals to win.
No.
With J.J. and Hopkins?
Uh-uh.
Really? Okay, interesting. I would have thought Houston, this is the team they're adopting. They can't have the Texans, but they got two guys that are going in the Ring of Honor, two guys that are going in the Hall of Fame. It's probably
Texans.
Yeah,
I'm with him. I'm with Tyler.
Really?
I'm with Tyler. No. Yeah, I like Kyler Murray. I like J.J.
Oh, yeah, Texas too, Kyler Murray too.
But I would rather, like tonight's game, I would rather see Matthew Stafford get that playoff W.
Wow.
I'd rather see Matthew Stafford go out there and play well and get that monkey off his back and get, you know, silence the haters, if you will, go out there and play well than I would see the Arizona Cardinals win for J.J. and DeAndre Hopkins' sake.
Wow. Really?
No question.
Okay, that's interesting. Tyler was so quick off the gun, and I'm saying on the text line, hell no, Rams all the way.
They couldn't get it done here. I don't want to see them get it done somewhere else.
Oh, that's selfish. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't get it. They did not get it done here because they weren't trying hard, or they didn't get screwed against it. They had some things working against them. I mean, damn sure DeAndre Hopkins. They shipped him out.
They had a 24-0 lead in Kansas City too.
I mean, it's coming through. Hell no, JJ. Hell, I'm never rooting for JJ. Really? Some people have some.
I could root for JJ. I personally would rather see the quarterback was stuck in Detroit for years.
You like Stafford. You like Stafford.
I like Stafford. Stafford. I mean, he's unbelievably gifted. I think he's unfairly judged when you know people break down his game. And I would like to see him have success and silence the critics a bit. That's all.
Unbelievable. As the texts are just filing through, absolutely not. Come on, chill. This is why you'll never get Houston. Because I'm surprised that Texas men wouldn't want to pull for JJ to win a championship in Hopkins. Wow.
Oh, I guarantee I got some family members that are big Texans fans that are big JJ Watt fans that'll definitely want to see JJ win tonight. I mean, everybody's not like Tyler and I.
Tyler, people are rolling through. It's feeling more Tyler. I've never been more with Tyler in my life.
Well,
got a lot of tiny heinies out there.
I would pull for JJ long before I would pull for Hopkins as well, because that guy, I mean, he's slowed down on it now.
And that
trade was terrible, but that guy was looking in the rearview mirror and almost making the fans pay for what happened in that trade with tweets he was firing off for a while. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not cheering against J.J. Watt, but no, I want to see the Rams win for sure.
Someone, show, we'll start cheering for the Cardinals when you learn how to ride a bike.
You can't ride a bike?
Oh, he wasn't here. Dude, show does not know how to ride a bike.
Anyway, let's move on here.
I forgot you weren't here for that.
As we move on here on a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light, there's a lot going on with the coaching situation, and this was coming out for, I think, a lot of Texans fans will have some interest to it. There was a article here in the Post, at least backed up by the New York Post, talking about Brian Flores and Deshaun Watson, And this was an excerpt from it. Brian Flores, perhaps the hottest commodity on the head coaching market, and Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson are interested in teaming up in 2022, as first reported by NFL insider Jordan Schultz and confirmed by The Post. Flores was fired last week by the Dolphins after going 19-14. The thoughts are, is Flores wants his next shot at being a head coach to be with a stud quarterback as he dealt with issues with Tua in Miami. So when you hear that, Clint, does that get you excited as, hey, if the Texans can somehow pull off Brian Flores here in Houston,
ooh,
Deshaun will potentially come back. The package deal between those two.
No, I'm not there yet.
Well, you said yet, though. That's an open.
I don't think there's any way that Deshaun Watson plays for the Houston Texans again. However, I do think that there's some validity to the Watson Flores connection. The other stuff, David Culley blindly coming in here and being able to do something, Tim Kelly being able to move the needle on the Deshaun Watson front. I don't think any of that ever even flirted with moving the needle on the Deshaun Watson front. I don't know. I would bet not, but I'm not completely out on if these reports are true where Flores and Deshaun Watson are that tight where he could move the needle. I don't think it happens. I don't, and I hope the Houston Texans aren't hiring a head coach or hiring any coach for that matter again this year, based on what they can or may not be able to get out of Deshaun Watson. But if there is validity to this report, there seems to be a history there.
Yeah, between those two.
Between those two guys, yeah. And I think the report's more about Deshaun Watson and Brian Flores possibly in New York together. And I hope if that's the case, I hope that it's 100% true. Because I think that bodes well for the Houston Texans. The Giants have the draft capital. The Giants, I think the Giants would be, I think they're a very sexy head coach hire and spot to play quarterback. I think both of those, I think they got something to work with up in New York. So I hope it's true, and I hope it's the New York Giants and the Texans benefit from it.
Yeah, that's where it really jumps to. Like, Deshaun's not going to play here anymore. Like, it's bigger than that. And I think the key where it can be, as you said, be good for the Texans and Texans fans is if they're a package deal somewhere together. And the Giants would make the most sense out of any place, right? I bet the Texans would rather Deshaun be out of the conference that would do that. I bet the Texans would love to be able to deal with somebody who has good assets. Well, the Giants have all their first-round picks, and they've got number 5 and 7 in this current draft. They've got picks in the future drafts. That would make sense. And that's a place where, right, we'd be shocked if Deshaun said he wouldn't lift his no-trade clause to go to New York. After everything we've heard and what he likes to do outside of just football, New York would seem to be a prime spot for him.
You would think so.
So, like, this one is not just of him coming here, because those two wouldn't together. It's more about can you get him and can he go to a place where he is tradable to get to and something that makes sense for the Texans, and that would.
Well, you talk about an opportunity for Deshaun Watson to become, go up there and win big, win one Super Bowl, which I don't think is a stretch. I think Deshaun Watson is a caliber quarterback that gives you a chance to have that in your eyesight, if you will. You go up there and win one Super Bowl and win a bunch of ball games over a several year span here. Hell, you could very easily be the best quarterback of history for the Giants, and that's a blue blood organization. I mean, you could play with a roster, especially offensively, that would allow you to win a lot of football games and have a lot of success. I mean, they've got a really good receiving core. They got two good tight ends. They got a who I think is obviously a good young running back if he can stay healthy. They got two good tackles offensively. I mean, yeah, that seems to be a place in New York where if Deshaun Watson is serious about winning ball games and being in a bigger market and playing for a guy like Brian Flores, it seems to be New York. New York would be a pretty dang good fit, possibly.
No, it would be, and that would be a huge both ways as we discussed, as you talked about for Deshaun, both ways. I still think for Deshaun the best fit would be Pittsburgh, but for the Texans, the Giants, what they can bring to the table and what you can get back for them would be huge. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Tyler producing this thing as a.
Can we get back to this? You can't ride a bicycle thing.
Yes, can we please?
Man, what are we doing,
dude? This guy can't ride a bike.
I mean, what? There's got to be a story behind that.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, I don't know how to ride a bike. I ran into a parked car when I was a
green Ford Taurus.
It was a green Ford Taurus that you just keep. You're laughing and stuff. That was kind of an issue for me growing up. Something I see and blew a blood vessel, and that was it.
Blew a blood vessel
right in the foot, man. It was busted. Busted blood vessel in the foot. Had an injury. Flipped over the car. I was a good 8-9, and that was it for me. Not get back on bikes. Just wasn't made for me.
That Ford Taurus just took his will
to
ever learn
so
how to ride a
bike. So you didn't get back and get a, I mean, like, you didn't get back on the bike?
No, man. I was just a walker slash runner slash jogger
His friends would be biking, and he'd be, I'll catch up, guys.
I just wasn't my thing.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
I don't really like the way you're wild. Listen, I'm not happy about it. All right. But I knew that was just.
Peloton that you've been riding, that's a big step for you.
Well, I can the stationary thing is
you're
fine.
Okay. There's you're the over balance. That fear.
The balance. I don't feel like fear there. It's not fear. It's stationary. It's not moving over.
So as a grown man, though, do you like.
Why are you saying it like that? Like we just came. Why you got to.
Well, you're a grown man now. I feel like if I were you, I'd be like, at some point, I would want to overcome that and be like, hey, I can ride a bike.
No.
I've already decided I'm buying him one with adult training wheels and bringing
some point,
it up here.
No, there's no. What do I need to ride a bike for?
Well, there's not a need to. Yeah, I don't need to overcome that.
No, I don't. Why do I want to? I can't. I'm 37. Well, I'm past it. We're not going on family bike rides. When they do, I run alongside of them.
I don't know. I feel like as a man.
Wow. Right. You keep pushing that in there. As a man.
Well, no, I just feel like as a grown man, it's like having to say, well, I can't ride a bike.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I know I can't.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's something you should probably be able to overcome.
I can't change oil. I can't.
Well, that's different.
I can't do anything. I can't do. I'm not very strong at hanging curtain rods. There's a lot of things. Not. And I'm fine with it. And I can understand it. No sense to keep trying. We're going to do nothing but hurt myself.
No,
I spend money on a bike for no reason. And you know what this asshat tried to tell me when you weren't here?
What's that?
I'm going to get you one. They have bikes with adult training wheels.
Oh, I'm absolutely 100% doing that. That is, I'm bringing it up here.
Do you hear how disrespectful that is?
It's a gift. How is that disrespectful?
You think I want to be in here at 37 years old, man, with a bike with training wheels? Come on. No,
I'm more disappointed with the level of quit in you than I am
so
that
quit.
You can't
ride.
It's
over. It's over. It's just acceptance.
It ain't over.
It's acceptance.
I hit a car one time on a bike when I was young. I got back on the horse, though. I did not.
Well?
I literally hit that car. My handlebars went straight to the hood. Like, I hit it head on. My handlebars were straight, and my hands were pinned to the hood of the car.
Yeah, I flew off.
But I pulled them up and kept riding.
Yeah, I flew off of it, and I was done. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah. You can be disappointed in me. I don't give a damn.
I am.
I'm not getting on it. I'm not riding a bike. It's over. I'm 37. Nope.
I mean, now,
it's over.
You know,
there's no need to.
Here's the deal. A week ago, if I passed by the Hughley family and you were jogging along the kids riding a bike, I'd be like, my man getting that work in.
It is. What I am doing.
Now I'm going to be like, oh, that old scary ass don't want to ride a bike. He don't have a choice.
We got three bikes in the house.
Who is it? You and Lil Bit don't have one, do you?
Yep.
Everybody else does?
Yep. Damn right. And I'm fine with it.
I already talked to Megan. She's on board with us getting a bike with some training wheels, and I'm bringing it up here.
I'm not. You're going to spend your money.
Let's find one. Let's find one and redo it.
No, let's not.
Let's find one and redo it.
Stop
we can put
this
some wheels on
and move on about it. And let's just we can make fun of show
put
all
you
day
some
of
it. Spoke rims on it.
I can't ride a bike. We can make fun of it.
We can have.
Well,
the,
this is going to be a nice
we
bike
can make
with training
the,
wheels.
The
I'm
training
not
wheels. We make the training wheels look like spoke curve feelers.
Yeah,
look like
you can hide them. And you can get like a playing card and pin it on your wheel, make it sound like a motorcycle. You didn't get to experience any of that, man. I'm looking out for you here.
It is interesting.
From the text line, can't quit on MLK Jr. Day show.
Man.
I'm not quitting. I've just accepted it. You ever watch Family Matters? You see every time Carl Winslow kept trying to fix stuff and he made it worse, you just have to accept it.
He kept trying.
Oh, no, no. He just kept, you know, he stopped. And he started ruining things.
We're talking about riding
money.
A bike. We're
yeah,
talking
you're
about
damn right. And I'm not.
We're
and
not
I don't
talking
have
about
it.
Changing the oil. We're not talking about technology. We're talking about and like, you and the bike, feet on the pedals, balance, and ride like the wind.
And like that, some things just aren't your bag. And riding a bike is not mine.
You're a quitter.
Don't call me a quitter. I'm just an acceptor.
It's a damn
understand.
Shame.
You're a damn shame.
I'm an acceptor.
That's what I am. I'm not a quitter. I'm an acceptor. I can't ride a bike. I said it. I'm done. I don't know how. I can't. There's no need for me to do it again. That's fine. You can make fun of me. You buy me a bike with training wheels.
I mean,
wheels,
you've lost 100 pounds. It'd be a little easier now.
Yeah. That's so. I wasn't 100. I wasn't 300 pounds then either. I was 8.
Getting you a huffy for sure.
Good point.
The Dallas Cowboys were the absolute laughingstock of the playoffs. But how bad was it? Clint will tell you how bad it was yesterday. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.